Hi, everybody. Welcome back. My name is Stassi. Thank you so much for being here today. I am very, very excited. We're going to do something a little bit different today. Instead of a Sibber spotlight, we're going to do creator spotlight. And I cannot think of any better first guest to have than Abby here. So, Abby, thank you so much for coming here today.
Hello, thank you, Sassy, for having me. It's been
I'm so excited to have you here. I
an
have a full story for you. We'll save it to the end, but
Okay.
yes.
Interesting.
But I'm so excited to have you. I'm so excited to get to know a little bit more about you. You are just this amazing like Sims YouTuber. I was like
Thank you very
starstruck. I was
much.
like, oh my God, like I can't believe it.
Really?
Like, yeah, it's like even like everybody a week, I was like, I'm interviewing Abby. They're like, that's so cool. I was like, I know it's cool.
Really?
Yes. But Abby, before
Thank
we
you.
d of course, but
Whoa.
before we dive in, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and your gaming
Oh,
history?
all right. All right. Oh, I'm so nervous. Let's see. Okay, so my name is Abby. I don't know if I should call my full name, but my name is Abby.
Okay, yeah.
And then I'm Abby. I'm 25 years old. Right now, wait, oh yeah, I own the channel Only Abi Doang. Maybe you've heard about that. It's basically like a Sims channel based on, that talks about Sims facts and stuff. Well, I started this channel when I was in, I think it was in a senior high school. No, junior high. It was around 2012, a long time ago, basically. So funny story. I was really addicted to The Sims 3, right? And then I was trying to find out in YouTube, like, particularly like the death types in The Sims 3. And then I found like a very little video like about it, because some of them are already really outdated, even though like we have like plenty of packs released at the time. And then I said like, okay, I'm gonna make my own video then. And that's why I started like creating like death type videos for The Sims 3. It was like I had like an old channel, the current one is Only Abi Doang, right? Well, I had the first one is called Abi Doang without the only, but that it's been it runs for like 2 years, and then I don't know, it gets suspended, and because the video had like plenty of traction as well, the death type video in The Sims 3, but it got suspended permanently. And in 2015, and I got like very motivated to make another Sims videos again, until I created my second channel, the next channel, Only Abi Doang, that you may know right now,
Yes.
and that's where I started focusing locked in and do Sims videos,
Absolutely.
usually fun facts and stuff like that.
Honestly, absolutely incredible. One of my first questions for you, I was doing a little research, a little deep dive. I saw that you obviously started with Sims 3. Kudos to you starting your YouTube journey when you were a child. Oh my God, like that is, yeah, I can't, like I so I'm a little older than you. I'm in my 30s and I'm like, I can't even imagine being 12 years old and like how YouTube would have worked, because like back then it was like E-bombs world and like YouTube was like no one knew what it was.
I
It's
know.
just like you just
Maybe I was a little bit naughty as well, because I don't think I'm supposed to be in that site on that time.
Are you saying that you were not the age of 13 and went against the terms of use?
Oops.
Oops.
Oh no. Am I gonna get suspended for the second time?
Oh, maybe. They're, yeah, Business Daddy YouTube's just coming into this podcast. Just
Oh
listening
no.
in.
Maybe that's why.
Maybe,
That's why I got
yeah, they're
suspended.
like, this child is talking about death in a video game. Good day, sir.
Oh,
But,
no.
oh no. But so you obviously started, like obviously you love Sims 3. What was the transition to you when you went from Sims 3 to Sims 4? Like, were you hesitant to
Oh,
go to Sims 4 and waiting until, you know, that we had pools and toddlers and stuff like that?
Oh, I get it. So, oh yeah, maybe I have to rewind back. My
Yeah.
first game is actually The Sims 2.
Oh, okay.
It was even more little back then. Maybe it was like a 8 or 9 year old playing The Sims 2. It's because my brother played it, which was like 10 years older than me. And back then I was maybe, I don't know, like a second grader, even young, even younger. Maybe I don't think I'm even allowed to play that. But my brother, my older brother, basically played it, and then I got really interested. I was like only seeing him play from the back, and then when I got a bit older, I started playing The Sims 2, but it's not like something that I play regularly. It's like a one-time thing, on and off, because well, I was still a little and I know crap about English. I don't know anything back then, but when Sims 3 was released, that's where I like really played it seriously. Even when it was only the base game without any packs, it was like, I think I'm 9 year old. That's even worse. At 2009, yeah, when it was first released, and then I played it religiously, but it's just like like the regular Sim cycle on and off. When there's a new pack release, I played it, and then I get off again, and then I played it off again, and then I started YouTube. That's where I played it like constantly, and then for the transition between The Sims 3 and The Sims 4, well, yeah, like you said, maybe I was like a little bummed out. Especially the biggest one that I'm really bummed is the lack of open world, because I've been used to it for my entire Sims life, and then when I got like go back to The Sims 2 like without the open world stuff, like oh no, you have to go through a loading screen just to go to your next door apartment neighbor. Oh, but I mean, compared to Sims 3, maybe in the first year of the game, I don't really play that often. I mean, especially when it was like the only the base game with no toddlers, no pools, no ghosts, no story progression. I can if I list it, we're probably gonna be here for a while, but yeah, that's the thing. Maybe I when it got back to several years later, maybe I started playing seriously, maybe after like I don't know 3 or 4 years, but I still play pretty periodically basically. But when I started to lock in on my channel, when it was gaining traction, that's where I started playing The Sims 4 seriously.
That's very fair. I started playing Sims in 2003. So I've been playing
Whoa.
this game for a very long time.
Wow.
I just like 22 years. That makes me feel very old thinking that it's been a long time. But I love talking to legacy players. I love playing honestly, I don't think our parents knew when we were young, what The Sims truly was. I think they're like, oh, it's a dress-up game, and oh, look, they can put a bed down. But they don't actually really realize how dark, especially Sims 2, could
True,
be.
true. I mean,
Now,
yeah, that's even worse.
right? So something that I like to ask, and Sims actually followed through with it this year, is that they did re-release Sims 1 and Sims 2 for the
I'm
younger
really glad that they
generation
did.
to play. What was your thoughts going back and playing Sims 2 as an adult? What was it feeling like?
I mean, as an adult, it seems to like, I mean, before this re-release, I've been tinkering around The Sims 2 as well, especially because I made videos about The Sims 2, right? Even before the re-release, since like, I don't know, 2020. So I've been playing it for a while as well. But, well, thinking about it, I just noticed that, whoa, there's like many details that's missing in the current games that I've even did a video about it, like The Sims 2 details that's not in The Sims 3 and The Sims 4, because of how many little things that they take how you say it, like take notice and attention to detail compared to the latest one. I mean, in The Sims 3, maybe I can like take an ex have I can excuse it for having an open world, creative style, and other innovative stuff, but in The Sims 4, yeah, well, they got multitasking, but that got a lot of problems, so
Well, that's exactly it. And I think what made Sims 2 so special is all the little animations that were just
yeah,
there.
that's it.
The cuddling on the
True.
couch, the extra holding of the hand. It was just the smallest little details. Let's talk, this game came out in 2008 or 2009 or something like that. A long time ago. Yet The Sims is Sims 4 is obviously it's just so weird. They took back steps, it's evolving backwards when the technology was already there. But
True,
it's
true.
just It like The Sims 2 to me will always be my favorite rendition because it's just so
Preach.
good. And not even just that,
Yeah.
I literally went to a different country to get The Sims 2 on a
Whoa.
Target. Yeah, so Canadian to US, right? They had an exclusive Target release. I took my babysitting money. I took everything I had, made my parents drive me to the States,
What a
get the Target
dedication.
exclusive for my computer not to be able to handle it. But that being said, like The Sims 2, just like the first time that you're in the cast screen and you're sitting behind, it's just so iconic from going from Sims
I
1
know.
when you're just
I
like, I
get it.
can maybe pick a dress, but like you got like the different outfits and you got like to choose like nightwear and daywear and all that stuff and the build by and just like going
I know.
places and like it was just like so unheard of. And something that like I didn't realize when I was a child was expansion packs. Like, of course, I had Unleashed, and of course, I had like Making Magic, but I didn't fully understand what
True.
they were because I was a kid. There was no other really games in like 2004 that had DLC and understanding what
Yeah, I
DLC
know.
was, right? But like now that you like I have the complete, because I didn't have the complete Sim set. I didn't have the complete Sim set for Sims 2. Going back and playing it, I was like, it was the nostalgia I was really hoping for. And I was like, it holds up. 2025 has been a very weird year. But what we can say, it's been very nostalgic for anyone wanting to live in the early 2000s. Because we had the re-release of Sims 1 and Sims 2. We had a Freaky Friday release. Like, there's just a lot of like 2000s
I
nostalgia
know. Back to the 2000s, it
coming back to the
is.
2000s. So, long story short, I very much enjoyed this generation could
I
play.
know,
Because there's people I've interviewed, they're like, yeah, I started playing Sims 4 when I was 8 years old. And I'm like, but did you go back and play like Sims 1, Sims 2? Like, now it's for old people. And I'm like,
Really?
hey, I'm not
No
that old.
way.
Respect your elders, respect your elder millennials, okay? But like, it's just so cool for them to go back and experience something that like we got to grow up on. But I want to talk now about your Sims YouTube channel. Obviously, fun facts. What like how do you decide a video? Like what research goes into it before like from the concept of you thinking about it to the moment you press publish? Like what do you do?
All right. So usually it all started when I was like when I started brainstorming, or when random ideas come to mind, like, oh, what if I do this video or that video or facts regarding this or something like that. And then I just took notes in for the ideas, or like I plastered it all over my computer desktop so that I won't forget about it, even though there's like plenty of them that I forget. And then when I think about that, and then like, oh, maybe I should do this idea then. So do this idea. Then I started researching about it, usually from like from searching through the web, through the Sims Wiki. But right nowadays, I don't think like the web isn't like that updated anymore in terms of the Sims features. So that's why I started diving into the game codes nowadays, with the help of like Sims 4 Studio, like, and some other apps for modding and X. So that's why I even made a mod first back then, like 2020, when it was like in the middle of COVID because I was so bored. But that's why I still have like general knowledge of like a little bit knowledge of modding, and I use that to research for the game, especially when if there's an back then when there was a new pack, I extracted all of the like you say it like S XML files, I think. And then I take a look at inside through it and find out some of the missing hidden interactions that maybe people don't know. And then I tried in game, oh, that does exist. And then I share it to the others. And then once that idea already finalized and I already researched it through my rough draft of like combines in Indonesian and English script, because I don't I it's just like a very rough draft. And then I started recording it in game. Usually it takes like, it depends on the content, but basically the one on with that where I highlight like little features, it's very fun to do, because like I also learned new stuff as well when I was researching. And it was I think the process takes around like, I don't know, when I don't have anything going on, maybe like a week, 5 days, 4 days, but nowadays it kind of slowed down. And then after I recorded through the entire thing, I read the script in English. I tidied up because it's all scripted. And then, well, that's maybe not the most fun part because you have to like I don't know, it's boring. But I guess I learned English through that, so that's that. And after I got through it all, I did the scripts, and then after that I do the voice by reading the scripts. But now I also, since I recently started using Facecam, I also started some segments with Facecam as well. And then after that, I edit through it all, and then I upload it.
Okay.
And then I go through my ideas again and do the same thing again.
That is extremely detailed. It's very dedicated. Thank you for all the work that you do for that. Especially,
Thank
coming in with all these facts. You
you.
kind of you touched on a good point here. Something I noticed that you started putting, your face on thumbnails. Like there was even like a video you did like 7 years ago being like, "Oh, am I gonna show my face?" Obviously YouTube has changed a lot. Even
Oh
like when I was
yeah.
saying when I was 12 years old, YouTube was
I know. Yeah.
like Charlie bit my finger and like Harry Potter puppets. Like
I know.
that was like
Oh,
YouTube, but like
that's very old.
you have been through a lot of generations of YouTube. Talk to me of what you've seen from the first day you started YouTube to 2025.
Oh, whoa, that's a long time. So I guess it's obviously very different. I've been meddling on YouTube since like very young. I don't think it's appropriate, as I said before. Maybe in 2012, it was like a very old environment, very different. As I said, like the Charlie bit my finger, double rainbow. What else? There's a lot of things like that. All right, like remix, like auto-tune videos.
Yeah, some
And
chocolate
if you remember, like
rain.
small Chocolate Rain, yeah,
Yes.
Smosh and other stuff, that's very old.
Yeah.
And I mean, back then it's probably very different as well because it's not like how do you say it? Like there's no ads. It's not like that money oriented. So it's a very different background, a very different environment. I also saw like some Sims channel as well back then. Like obviously, like James Turner is also an old YouTuber as well. He's been around for quite a while. I've also seen some others that like the part of, if you've heard about Queen, rest in peace for her. But I also saw her videos as well, especially like her Sims 3 Island Paradise, I think, and some others. And then as I go through, like things started changing very different. Like ads are everywhere, and I also started. Well, obviously, I also take advantage of it by monetizing my channel as well. Where that so that I have motivation to make more videos as well, but there's I saw like plenty of Sims YouTubers appearing, new ones, and so that's I'm sure that they have more audience than me because I tend to I'm not that consistent at uploading, that's why I don't build my audience that much, but yeah, it's very different overall. There's plenty of them now, obviously, in 2025. Plenty of up new and coming, and also the ones that we currently know.
No, of course. Something that's like really special about your content, it's extremely niche. It is literally if you it is oh, it's extremely niche. It's Easter eggs, it's fun facts, right? And obviously you do the newer stuff as well with obviously new packs and sponsored content, but it is really like a really just fun of being like, what Easter eggs are in The Sims 2? What were 25 forgotten things? Or did you forget about are useless things or stuff that The Sims forgot about? So like it's really fun. It's a really fun way of spinning it instead of just like, 'cause like obviously there's so many fantastic Sims YouTubers out there.
I know.
And I'm gonna say this with so much love, but you can only see so many speed builds and just get as much satisfaction out of them. You can only see so many cast videos. It's something like yourself and like My Name Is Gonz does really perfectly. You guys really just dive into the lore of
Yeah,
what
I know him
makes
as well.
the game special. And I think like that's why like I personally really like your content of just being like it's
Thank you.
so I learned so much, right? Just because like There's so many aspects to The Sims. It's not just a building game. It's not just
I
a
know,
task
yeah.
game. It's not just a story,
I
but
know.
there's
That's the
lore,
point.
right? So it's like, it's just, it's so cool to like you, for
Yeah.
you guys, like for, especially for you to go in and find these Easter eggs.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, like, I think more The Sims is like an offense though, but The Sims is more like leaning on the more casual side. That's
For
why
sure.
like plenty of people like don't dive deep into the game that enough. That's also one of my reasons of doing this video as well, because there's not many videos doing and not many channel doing that. Because there's plenty, well, not only The Sims 4, but also in the past games, there's plenty of hidden like not well-known features that maybe the game doesn't give you more information or hints about it.
Yes.
Because, well, as you said before, more The Sims players are only messing around with creating sim and building, which I'm really not good at. And the best I can do is like make a shoebox home, that's and put some stuff, and that's it. My Sims will be happy if I put plenty of random decorations, even though there's no correlation within them. At least they get a happy moodlet about it, and then that's where I start diving deep into the features, and that's why I want to share it with people and with simmers.
Of course. I mean, you
Even
just
though there
touched.
are some features that I think like is very obvious, but turns out like a lot of people just knew about it. Like, oh, really?
Oh yeah. You like you'd be shocked at being like, I thought every like everybody knew this. Like you just touched on a really good point about, you know, The Sims being a very casual game. It is. A lot of people pick it up, put it down. But something about this game that I have learned over the past 5 years of how far it has spread across the world, of people at least playing a version of The Sims at least once in their life. Like they just know The Sims. And people in like my everyday life, not people who know who I'm Stassi, people just know me as Jen. Like I've found so many people who just like played The Sims, and forever I just thought I was like the only one, because back then when I was a kid, there was no social media, there was none of this stuff. It was who was in your classroom, it's who you talked to. So it's just really cool, and something about it, again, casual play, pick it up, pick it down. It can be in your life at like really any point at that point. And that's why like you doing these fact finding videos, it shows that there's more depth to the game than may people may
Yeah,
think
true.
that there is, right? Because it's people's like, oh, it's just a casual game, you know, we've all seen the meme. I won't play Sims for 6 months, but then I'll play it for 48 hours straight and I got my fill and I'll
Oh,
see you in
yeah.
2 years. But like there is depth, and that I think why I personally love The Sims, and it's very hard right now to say that sentence out loud, is it is the ultimate sandbox game. And that's exactly what
True,
it is.
true.
You can do
Yeah, I know.
whatever you want. And there's stuff that's come out there, and there's stuff that's really close to it, but it is really the only game out there
I
that
know.
lets you do all this. And then there's all this hidden detail that like it's basically like Taylor Swift level of Easter eggs. Like the developers, the storytellers put this in there. It's like Westworld, okay? Like they're trying to get through the realm, okay? Like it's just that
I
special stuff. It's just,
True.
you just don't see that anymore. And I think that's kind of like, I'm like, when I think of like Sims 2, I think of like Vampire Diaries. I think of like that comfortness that's like, it's so great. Give me the cheesy cutscenes. I'll take that all day
Oh
long.
no, I miss that cut those cutscenes, man.
Right? Like it's just, I don't know. Like, I just, I've always had a soft spot for The Sims, and I'll continue to have a soft spot for The Sims, because not only is it just such a fantastic game, because it is, so many people around the world play The Sims. So many people get to communicate and talk, and we built this community around it. So, long story short, just getting off my soapbox here. I just want to thank you for like all the YouTube videos and all the everything that you've put in to, you know, showing a different side of The Sims. It is just, you keep it up. You're doing
Thank
such
you.
a great job.
Oh, I didn't expect like many people would even watch my videos.
Oh yeah. Which actually lets me, I kind of want to lead into my story of how I started this, 'cause I haven't told you this. I wanted this to be a fun kind of surprise. It's going to be a whole of a round of a thank
Whoa.
you. But so when I first started this channel, oh God, I can't even remember. So it's like 2020, like when I filmed this specific podcast, I think it was 2021. So like I started this podcast 2021 and I didn't really know what I was doing. I still don't really know what I'm doing, but I was like, I gotta like be revolutionary. I gotta like, no one's doing anything like so many people were doing stuff like this. But at the time I was like, no one's doing anything like this. I wanna do a video about Sims Easter egg. I think that would be so cool. So cool. And I'm like, I don't even know where to start. And I'm like, Sims Easter eggs. And I look and I go and I find your video. But at the time, I don't know it's you. Yeah, I find your
What?
video and I watch it 5 to 8 times in a row to get as much information as possible. So me and my husband, I guess at the time, fiance, can sit and do a video together. And because I was like, I
Whoa.
don't know, like I was like, I don't know any Easter eggs, but this guy does, and he's cool. So and back then we used to have scripts.
Whoa.
That was
Wait,
our
no
script for our episode that I watched with you
way.
over and over and over again. So thank you for not only doing what you've done, thank you for just all of the research, because your research, I basically was just like, I remember being like, yeah, this guy, I think his name's Abby or Allie, he's like so smart. And I literally say that halfway through the episode.
No
I
way.
kid you not. And I was just like, this, like, I'm like, I'll never get a chance to talk to him. I'll never tell him the story. It's
Wow.
fine. Full circle. It's full circle. So
Wow.
I thought you would appreciate
Let's hear
that.
that.
I,
Thank you, thank you.
you are welcome. Not only that, I've loved your content ever since. Anytime I need
You
something,
should
I'm
start
like,
one. You should make another Easter egg video.
you know what? Why don't we do one together?
Oh,
Let's
nice.
manifest this as
Good
we're
idea.
recording live. Let's manifest. But speaking of Easter eggs, what are some of your favorite Easter eggs that have ever been in the Sims franchise?
Good, great question.
Yeah.
Easter eggs are like, I mean, it's the same, but let's see. In the Sims franchise, I think, I mean, I guess maybe somewhat, some off the top of my mind, is that in The Sims 3, well, it's a feature though, and not really an Easter egg, but still, in The Sims 3, where you know, like those drill miner thing, like maybe you've heard about it. I think I've talked in my video as well. The drill miner thing that you can
Yes.
invent with Sims 3 Ambitions, yeah, you can place it. It's one of my favorites. You can place it in front of the, how do you say it? Like the police station, maybe you've heard, and then,
Oh yeah.
you drill the hole. Yeah, you drill the
Yes.
hole, and then out of the sudden, like burglar, like. Prisoners, burglars will
This
come
pops
out of the
out.
hole, thanking you for releasing them, and then you can get paid on the criminal warehouse. It's one of my favorites.
Just a little Shawshank Redemption, okay? Just a little Shawshank.
I
Come
know.
drill you out. Thanks, man. Thanks for letting
Yeah,
me
that's
see.
one of the
That's a really, really, really fun Easter egg. Is there any other ones just right off the top of your mind?
Oh, maybe I have to like read my scripts again.
I love
What
that.
else? In The Sims 4, maybe. Yeah. Let's see. I guess I usually like if there's something that I really like. Wait, let me rewind my mind again. This will take a while.
Yeah.
I guess Easter eggs, right? Like there's plenty of like there's like plenty of popular pop culture reference in like many of the items in The Sims 4, in the item
Yes.
description and the books. Like I think I forgot the name. Like there's like Game of Thrones parody and like Hunger Games. Like it's called the Starving Games now,
Yep, 100% the
and
Starving
some other
Games.
stuff like that.
But it's just the cute little things that they added to make it more full. No, that's fantastic. Now, I do have to tell you,
What
congratulations
is it?
on getting married. You
Ah, thank you very
had the
much.
cutest engagement announcement I have ever seen in my life. So talk to me, what inspired you to literally go full Sims on not only your engagement, but your wedding announcement?
Honestly, I was planning to like upload your regular like photos without any of the Sims edition, but then I thought like, this is like my channel is the Sims, so why not make it Sims? So that's why I like added like cute touches with the whole Sims thing, and then whoa, it blew up. Maybe I have to do it again after I got married. And that's it.
No, honestly, it was so cute. I can't remember, I was on vacation or something, and I look and I'm like,
Really?
this is the cutest way to propose. And then I saw your wedding announcement. I was like, that's so cute.
It inspires a lot of people to do
I can
the
definitely see, again, trendsetter over here. You start the trends and then we'll see more people do it, but I was honestly, it was so original. It was so creative. I just commend you. Also, congratulations on
Thank you.
getting married. So how
Thank you very much.
honeymoon phase? How's it been for the last couple of months?
That's a thing. I don't think because well, as I said before, well, if you don't know, I also just applied to as a doctor now.
Yes.
And sadly, I don't get like leaves on the first year. Maybe we're going to plan it maybe later, but there's I don't know if this I don't know if I should say it or not, but yeah, but still, it's a fun time.
No,
It's
of
fun.
course, of course. That does break my heart. Something that, if I could give you a piece of guidance, I've never really been in a type of relationship where, it's a little, like a little bit longer distance. But during the pandemic, my wedding kept getting moved like five times
Oh, that's
because of
harsh, yeah.
everything. And what I would say to my fiance, to now husband, of being like, what's one more year? It's a drop in the bucket for the rest of my life. So, and that's, I hope to take that wisdom with you. It's just one more year. It's gonna be hard, but once that year is up, it's just one more year down, and then you have the rest of your life to go. So, and then not only then, it would make those moments so special after that year has passed. So, yeah.
Thank you for the guidance.
Of
That's a great
course.
advice.
Yes, I is again somebody who had to constantly change her wedding date multiple times. But then that's the thing. Once the wait was over, it was the best day of my life.
Ah, that's great.
Yes. Well, Abby, I
Yeah.
got a couple more questions for you, and then
Oh, sure.
I will let you go. But so we talked a lot about YouTube. Obviously you're very popular on TikTok as well.
No
Well,
way.
for sure you're
No, it's just
popular.
like
You're popular on TikTok. How were you easily able to transform your YouTube content over to TikTok?
Oh yeah, that's a great question. Well, I was thinking about this a long time ago when it was like TikTok was start booming, and also YouTube's also have its own shorts, and then I because some more of my videos are long form videos, I never really thought of doing in a short form like something called for TikTok, and then at 2021, I guess when TikTok was very really hot that time, there's no YouTube shorts, and I don't know, reels aren't a big thing back then, I think. I just thought that maybe I should spread my name on other social media platform. That's why I do TikToks. Back then, it was I only do like I re-recorded like a new video for TikTok, so it's a whole it's different from my videos. But nowadays, I like maybe of. Two, 1 or 2 years ago, I had the idea of why don't I make short forms from my long form video? It's like killing two birds with one stone, right? So that's what I do now. I recreated some of my long form videos and split it into parts into for TikToks and YouTube Shorts, and also Instagram Reels and maybe even Facebook Reels as well. Because in Instagram you can, it's like an automatic thing. If you upload an Instagram, it automatically got into Facebook. So I mean, why not?
Why not?
And that's what I've been doing.
No, that makes sense. Honestly, I call them tries. And I know that sounds really silly. So TikTok Reel Short. So like TikTok or TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, try, right? And like just getting it out there. Like you said something that's really important. And Danielle Builds also just I had interviewed her recently. She said the same thing. Like get yourself on as many platforms as possible to like spread the word.
Yeah,
Because that's how you
true, true.
grow, right? Because not everybody is on TikTok, not everybody is on YouTube,
Yeah,
not
that's the thing.
everybody's, especially no one's on X anymore. But like you have like you're kind of like respected across the boards, because then people
Yeah.
maybe want different forms of content. Specifically for me, I don't have TikTok on my phone. I think that is ew. I sometimes fall down the Reel trap, which I understand is the same thing as TikTok, but like I can doom scroll now, and I'm like, I used to like
Yeah, that's fair,
catch
that's fair.
myself of being like, no, and now I'm like, damn it, I've been doing this for like 45 minutes. But
That's
again,
fair.
put yourself out there, spread it across the board, and see, making sure everyone sees your content. Well, I was doing some research about you. I came across a series of YouTube videos called The Sims Logic, where it looks like you interacted with other members of the community, and not only that, you've come back with your second season. Talk to me about this project.
Okay, so it was started way earlier. I think the first episode was in 2017. Back then I was thinking for my videos and like what Easter egg again should I talk about? What features? And then it came to my mind as well. What about something that's not logical in The Sims? And then I thought like there's plenty of them. Oh, how should I make it? Should I make it informational? No, let's make it a comedy. And then there's plenty of them. I cannot list all of them in one video. So then what if we make an episode out of this? So I made it. I was not planning it to be an episode on my first video. I don't think there's like an episode one or something. But then people like it and then find it funny. So you know what? Let's make it a series. And then I started doing it for like a very long time, even though it was like in my first year of medical school and things get very hectic, so it doesn't have any consistent uploads. I just upload when I feel like it, and especially when there's new packs or other stuff that I can make fun of. And after that, I thought like, okay, maybe I have to do something new with this. Oh, how about if we invite some other Sims creators? That's why I started doing. First, it was like I think like Carmen King, and then the next one is like Marty Core, and then I tried contacting several others, like LGR, Lazy Game Reviews, I mean, and also like I think Call Me Kevin also agreed, which I was like very shocked to see, like whoa. They want to talk to a lowlife like me? What? And then some others like I forgot which one. And Call Me Kevin, Lazy Game Reviews. Maybe I'm planning to invite some more, I don't know, for the second season. And then I got on a hiatus for another Sims Logic because I don't know, maybe it was like I don't, it's not like a good year for me back then. It was like 3 years since. Oh yeah, even yeah, Vixella even agreed to be on an episode, and then that's like the last episode before my long break of The Sims Logic. I don't know. I just don't feel like it. And then, now I uploaded a new one, which maybe I'm planning to do more. I'm just testing the waters right now, but yeah, maybe I'll continue to further episodes for this one.
I love that. As soon as I saw that, I was like, I understand.
Oh.
Believe it. You just touched on something here that I have been
Whoa.
doing my entire career in The Sims, is reaching out to people, and when they
Yeah,
say
you.
yes, and they're like, I'm like, they what? 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 You want to talk to you? You want to do something with me? With me? I'm wearing the same sweatpants for the last like 2 weeks. You want to talk to me? Let's do this. Let's do right. So as soon as I saw that, I was like, I have
Yeah, that's great
matters.
about what you do. You do a lot of podcasts like so.
Yes, I appreciate when I saw that. I was like, I know the feeling of going into someone's DM being like, hi, I'm this, and I would like to collab with you. And so most people are like, they'll leave you on read, and I'm like, respect. But then you're like, when they're like, yeah, and I'm like, oh shit, let's do this.
Really?
But no, for sure. If you honestly, if you want guests, like I can give you like a list of people I've interviewed throughout the years that would love to
Oh.
probably collaborate with you.
All
Just
right.
saying.
Good to
But
know.
I know that's fantastic. Anything else that you're working on for the rest of the year? Anything you get hopes for 2025 going into 2026? Anything
I
you
don't
want?
know, especially since I'm probably going to do the same thing that I've been doing. Maybe, yeah, as you may know in the recent news, yeah, The Sims isn't really in a good spot right now. Or EA in general. So maybe I'm honestly going to start still do the same things, but I'll probably try to visit like an older titles, especially The Sims 2, The Sims 3. I'm planning on it. Maybe I'm going to work on The Sims 3 video, like more features you may not know video, because I've listed all of the features and I think it's going to be a great video, maybe. But I haven't started recording it. Maybe after a video or two after this, because I have also another plan that, maybe you'll have to see later.
Oh, you're giving us a little tease. I appreciate that. But no,
Yeah.
I understand the feeling completely of what's
I
going on
know.
at EA, and that was unfortunately not on my 2025 bingo card.
True. I
But
know.
that being said, we shall see. We shall see what
Yeah, I
comes of
know.
everything. We don't
True.
we still don't know. I'm not educated enough to say what's really going on because I am not a business lawyer. I have no idea. Don't work for EA. But I hope, if anything, the deal falls through. I think a lot of people are hoping for the same thing. But
Yeah, I honestly
yeah.
have my doubts,
Me
especially
too.
due to its like amount, but yeah, we'll see. Maybe I'm also looking forward to like the new life simulation games. Like Parallives is around the corner. I would love to cover that as well. That's probably gonna be I'm also gonna be meddling with that as well, but yeah.
Honestly, Paralives couldn't have picked a literal better time to come
I
out.
know.
Honestly, it's giving me Tiger King vibes, which I'm has literally nothing to do with it, but like literally at the beginning of the pandemic, everyone's like, Tiger King! It's right now, like it's like I because I reached out to Paralives and I was like, listen, like you're gonna have this massive Sims community and they're not gonna know what to do because they don't really know what games to play anymore. Like, let me help
Yeah,
you
it's such a great
navigate over
timing
there.
for them.
It's such a great timing for it of
I
being
know.
like, what else can we do? So I'm very excited to play it.
I know.
I'm a
But
early
I'm really afraid that people are gonna think that it's gonna be like a Sims killer or something like that, and then their expectation will drop a lot, because I know that this is an indie dev and it's like an early access game. I'm aware of that, but I don't think most players are gonna expect that, since it's an early. Yeah, I know, but I just hope that people set their expectations as well.
Oh, for
But I'm still
sure.
looking forward to it.
I'm looking forward to
I'm
it too.
gonna dig in through its game files maybe and find
Right.
some features.
Do some Easter eggs.
I
But
know.
I think people gotta have level expectations of
I
going into it,
know.
an independent dev game, especially in
True, true.
for like a for like first release, first
Yeah.
demo. I was the same thing going into Inzol, right? Of basically
I
being
know,
like, you
yeah.
go
Same as
in,
Inzo.
it's Inzol, so
Yeah.
we shall see what comes of it.
I know.
I think the problem is, and this is going to sound a little ignorant to me saying it, is it's like when people travel across the world and they compare what they're used to, what maybe what that country would have. I think that's kind of where The Sims is like, Paralives is going to like, kind of go with, of being like, oh, well, like, yeah, this game has, dogs, but like in The Sims, like we can have hamsters. Like I think That's what a lot of people are gonna say in the group, but like in The Sims, I think that's gonna be the number one catchphrase. That was really the same thing with Inzol as well. Oh,
I
like
know,
look, like you
yeah.
can do this, but in The Sims. So I think the problem is The Sims is such a gold standard, and also
I know.
money, like just money, like lots of money, just throwing money at it, where these independent gaming companies don't have that much found like as much money as like a EA. So I really hope everyone it will be kind to the game. That's my only
Yeah,
hope.
I
So,
know.
yes.
Same to me as well.
Well, Abby, it has been an absolute pleasure coming talk in to know you a little bit more today. Thank you.
Thank you for having me as well. I rarely do this kind of thing, so
I yes,
I never thought that someone will approach me to like do a podcast. I don't think I It's really surprising to myself when you reach out to me.
Oh, well, thank you. I just saw also you were on my friend's Woohoo's podcast live from,
Yeah, I did with her as well.
she's a very good friend of mine. So I love that. I was like, I saw you and I was like, I can get you too. But also thank you for accommodating our schedules. I appreciate it.
No problem.
Abby, where can we find you?
You can find me on my YouTube channel, obviously, but you can also find me on my X account on the Abidoang, also on Instagram, where if you would like to reach out to me on the Abidoang 24, and the same as TikTok and also Instagram, well, on Facebook page, but I don't think I meddle it a lot, but maybe you can find me a lot on Instagram because I'm more active there,
Fantastic.
or maybe
Well,
X.
please go follow Abby. The links are going to be below. Thank you so much for coming here today. Thank you for everything you do for the Sims community. I
Thank you so
very
much.
much appreciate it. And I am manifesting to have you back talking about Easter eggs because I
Sure.
think that would be such a fun podcast. But again, thank you so much for
All
coming
right,
here.
feel free. Thank you for having me as well. It's an
Yes.
honor.
Oh, it was an honor to have you here. But again, thank you. I hope everyone listening to this has such a fantastic day. And I will chat with everybody very soon. Bye, everybody.